Over the objections of its mayor, the third largest city in Massachusetts has enacted a law to offer some protections to undocumented immigrants. The Springfield City Council voted 10-1 Monday to override Mayor Dominic Sarno's veto of the Welcoming Community Trust Ordinance. The vote capped over 2 months of back and forth between councilors and the mayor that often echoed the bitter national debate over immigration. Springfield City Council President Justin Hurst said overriding the veto was the right thing to do.
You know, I think you had a number of councilors who all felt the same way. And the idea that folks had the courage enough to stand by the people that have been advocating for this for so long just speaks a lot and speaks value of the council and of this body.
The ordinance instructs city employees to not make inquiries about a person's immigration status. It also forbids city officials from targeting with legal action or discriminating against a medical, educational, or faith-based institution that's providing sanctuary to immigrants. Councilor Adam Gomez, the lead sponsor of the ordinance, said final passage means undocumented immigrants living in Springfield should feel free to call the police or any city agency if they need help without fear of retaliation.
On a federal level, those issues have nothing to do with the municipal and the ordinance that is being put forth today.
In a statement, Sarno decried the council's vote to create a sanctuary city. He said the city council had chosen to, quote, stand with supporting illegals on our taxpayer dollars. Sarno, while saying he supports legal immigration, has long fought against attempts to protect undocumented immigrants living in Springfield. Last year, he ordered an inspection of an apartment at the South Congregational Church where a woman facing deportation to Peru had taken refuge. Tara Parrish, director of the Pioneer Valley Project, which operated the church sanctuary program, hailed the council's vote.
Springfield is a safer city tonight, and you know, at the end of the day, love won over fear tonight, which is always what we want to see happen.
As with earlier city council meetings when the Welcoming Community Trust Ordinance was on the agenda for debate, the City Hall council chamber was packed with people, many standing and spilling out into the hallway. There was applause and cheering when the result of the override vote was announced.
Yes.
The 13-member council needed a two-thirds majority or 9 votes to override the mayor's veto. City Councilor Tim Allen cast the only no vote on the override. Councilors Ken Shea and Kateri Walsh were absent from Monday night's meeting. They had both voted against the ordinance when it passed the council on December 17th. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.